This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
All right, ready to roll here on a Saturday morning. Thanks to our friends at Insperity. Visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solutions with exceptional follow-through. Nice to have you aboard, live from the Aramco Houston Championship. We'll take you through the world of golf over the next hour. We'll get your questions for the golf doctor regarding your game. We'll talk some amateur golf as the 50th edition of the Walker Cup kicks off today at Cypress Point. That's on Peacock. And we'll update you on the Irish Open going on across the pond at the K Club, where world number two Rory McIlroy is in the mix midway through the third round. He's about to get going there over across the pond. But, Charlie, we're here today. We're broadcasting this morning in Pearland, Texas at Golf Crest Country Club, the Ladies European Tour here in Texas in September.
I'm flabbergasted.
Now, how about this environment? And people, you know, first off, you need to go to TIXR.com. Get your tickets to come out here today. I mean, it's a gorgeous morning. It's a gorgeous morning, Charlie. You know, people need to come out. They need to bring their kids. Kids 16 and under get in free. It's an unbelievable atmosphere. Little music on the range and plenty of good talent. Danielle Kang, Charlie Hull, Carlota Singata. I mean, what an atmosphere here.
No, it's really amazing. And this is another step forward for the ladies' golf professional business, you might say. The LPGA has done a lot with very little. Now it looks like here we come with a new sponsor from the Far East, I guess that you might say. And a lot of young girls out here with great swings. They all have their computers with, you know, their star, what do you call them?
Yeah, TrackMan.
TrackMan and the caddies. And the atmosphere is really quite something. And a lot of talent. So, yes, if you don't have anything to do on a Saturday afternoon or Sunday, come out here and watch these ladies play, and then you're going to be amazed on how great their golf swings are. And so it's exciting.
And Golf Crest is excellent, Charlie. We'll have Renee Rangel on at 8:15, the GM. I mean, I've played a lot of U.S. amateur qualifiers out here. It's a thinker's golf course, small greens, got to be able to chip it well. What's your thoughts about Golf Crest? You've been out here a lot over the years.
Oh, sure. This is a great golf course. We Southern Texas PGA, we had championships out here in the 70s and the 80s. And, you know, Houston has grown so much. Now everything has gone north, northwest. But this golf course here is a great members golf course. And it's always been in great condition. So the ladies should enjoy this tournament, even with although the weather doesn't look too good for the weekend, some rain, but they'll enjoy it and make a lot of birdies.
Yeah, once again, TIXR.com for tickets, the Aramco Houston Championship out here at Golf Crest. We've seen a lot of these players at the Spirit International Amateur Golf Championship over the years. Mimi Rhodes, Meja Ordegren, who else here? Annabelle Fuller, English player, went to University of Florida, starting her professional career. We've seen all these players at the Spirit International. We saw them back in November at Whispering Pines. And you look at the two Walker Cup lineups that you'll be watching later on today. I mean, on the U.S., we saw Tommy Morrison of the University of Texas playing for Team USA back at the Spirit. On the GB and I side, Dominic Clemens, Cam Adam, Dominic Clemens from England and Cam Adam from Scotland, two great players. So really a lot of talent out here in both fields that we're covering this week, Aramco, Houston, the Walker Cup, that we've seen climb up the ranks over the last several years. Now, Charlie, I mean, how about a pro golf tournament in the fall and just how much interest there is in the game right now? I mean, especially these 5 years coming out of COVID, it seems like there's never enough golf. The season never ends, and there's a surplus of interest.
Well, once again, the AJGA, an organization for junior golfers, has done so much for creating playing events for them all over the country. And then the high schools have really taken to golf for ladies and boys. And then the excitement of seeing the Solheim Cup, the golf on television for the ladies, is making this sport grow just an incredible amount in such a short period of time.
And this is not a funny business tournament, Charlie. I mean, $1.5 million going to the individual winner of this tournament. There's also a team format, and $500K is going to be going to the team winner. Now, the Ladies European Tour is doing a little bit of a different team format with this Aramco series. You know, LIV has the team names, Fireball, Majestic. Here at the Aramco series, there's just a team captain, and that is the team name. So Danielle Kang has a team. They are Team Kang. Céline Boutier, excellent French player. She has a team, Team Boutier. They're leading at 18-under. But there's a lot on the line this week. And I mean, $1.5 million for the winner. You're going to see some fireworks come tomorrow. Once again, TIXR.com for your tickets. And how long have you known Renee Rangel, Charlie?
Oh, Renee and I go way, way back. I've been a PJ golf professional in Houston for many years, like I have. We've been friends through the PGA, and he's expanded his portfolio. He manages this course, and then he does other courses too. So he's a man that knows what he's doing. He picked this course up and has turned it into a very popular country club again, and he knows what he's doing.
Now, well done bringing professional golf out here. I mean, tons of fans out here already lining up on the range and getting ready to go watch the golf. The first tee time was at 7:20 a.m. Go ahead and get out here quick before the heat arrives. I mean, you can watch some prime golf between now and around noon. You can get your golf watching in if you have kids. I mean, Charlie, what an excellent place to learn how to play the game. You've got players practicing their chipping over here. Uh-huh. You're seeing the full warm-up routine. You're seeing some stretching, some activations being done.
Yep.
People can come here, watch some golf, and be home by noon for college football.
Will this come back next year? Or
well, I just asked our friend Mark that. They are pushing for it to come back next year. They don't know exactly which course they're going to go to, but Aramco, Charlie, obviously has a massive presence in Houston. I mean, gas and oil, you know the deal.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Now, Charlie, we're going to get back to the Aramco Houston Championship here with Renee Rangel at 8:15. He's the GM at Golfcrest, so stick around for that. I mean, how about the Walker Cup, though? It's the 50th edition of that tournament there at Cypress Point. I mean, your relationship with George H.W. Bush, his grandfather started that tournament, the Walker Cup. Can you just give us some detail on Cypress Point, how special of a venue that is?
Well, that is a unique piece of property. It's right on the Pacific Ocean and quite a few holes run along the Pacific Ocean, and then you play into the forest of cypress trees, and it's just a magnificent. It's right off a 17-mile drive and right next to Pebble Beach. It's quite a course. I got the... You know, that was the second golf course I played when I came to the United States.
You're kidding.
First, I was at Pebble Beach, and a friend of mine was my dad was a member at Cypress, so he took us down there for the weekend, and it was just incredible. Then I went to school up in Los Altos, California, for a couple of years, and we'd go down there and play. And so my heart's in San Francisco.
That's right. But what a beautiful scenery, I mean, there in Northern California.
Yeah.
I mean, just right on the peninsula, the Monterey Peninsula.
Monterey Peninsula, yes, sir.
Charlie, one thing I noticed, all these amateurs and young players that we're watching, and I was watching some of the Walker Cup preview coverage, you know, all these players on the range, they're going through a pre-round routine. They're stretching, you know, they're getting their routine dialed in. There's Renee Rangel. And we'll bring Renee on here in about 5-6 minutes.
You got another chair?
Yeah, we'll ask for another chair if possible. And the Aramco Houston team, they're just doing an excellent job here. We're going to have Renee Rangel on here in a couple minutes. But, Charlie, finishing out this segment here.
Yes.
Can you just talk about, I mean, we're seeing stretching and activations going on, you know, not only, you know, here at the Aramco Houston Championship, but it's you know, players are starting to work out before the rounds. I mean, what's your thoughts there?
Well, I think it's great. I think the body is the most important tool a golfer has, and that you've got to get it into good shape to play, you know, professional golf, and that's what these ladies are doing, and that's what they do on the big tour, on the PGA tour. So conditioning is a very important part of it, because think about this tournament. You're going to be out here 54 holes in 100-degree heat. You've got to be in top shape to be able to perform 3 days in a row in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, no, listen, no doubt about it. I mean, I was shocked. You know, there was a lot of amateur tournaments I was covering this year, Charlie, where the first question the players asked me was, where's the gym?
Yeah.
You know, they show up and they're, you know, they're expecting to get to go through their routine, and the game has changed a lot in that aspect. It's very good. Charlie, how's your guy Angel Cabrera doing?
He's doing marvelous. He's had a great year. He's won 3 events. He's won 2 majors. He's laying 4th right now in this tournament up in St. Louis. He's had a big comeback, and I'm so proud of him. And he's learned his lesson, and a lot has been written about his past. But you know, he's a poor kid that grew up in the barrio with no supervision, and he made some mistakes. But he's grown up. He's
what a comeback, Charlie!
Yeah,
two majors right off the bat.
Yeah, in the same week.
Majors in the same week. What have you heard from other, you know, Champions Tour, you know, people that travel with the tour, other players you're talking to? Maybe is there an excitement with Tiger Woods kind of nearing the age of 50? They've got Cabrera back out there. Is there a good feeling of maybe a rejuvenation of PGA Tour champions right now?
Well, think of it this way. Our sponsor, Insperity, a company that has grown from zero to $7 billion in strength, they have a major championship here. And they just signed as an ambassador for their company a guy named Tiger Woods. So when companies like Insperity and Aramco believe in the game of golf to provide a conduit to promote their products, you know, that Tiger is inking more towards Champions Tour play. What do you think?
I can't wait, Charlie. I'm so fired up to see what the future schedules look like. What Tiger's schedule is going to look like on PGA Tour Champions. He is going to take a card. I mean, he has said that once he gets to the Champions Tour, he feels like he's earned the right to take a card. And yeah, I mean, when he turns 50 in that first year that he's going to be at the Insperity Invitational, whether it's 26 or 27, you know, the crowds will be lining up. And they already have so many great players. Ernie Els,
yes.
You know, Angel Cabrera.
Yeah.
But to put Tiger in the center of it and to kind of take fans back to the early 2000s, it's going to be special, Charlie.
Well, also in the Insperity Championship, they have the greats of golf come and play on the weekend. Jack Nicklaus,
wow.
Tony Jacklin, and on all the great ladies coming. Pat Bradley.
So not only
Keegan's aunt. You know, that. How about that, twosome? So, golf is a great sport.
You might see Keegan and Pat there together in the next 10 years.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah, he's becoming a great in his own right. Solidified that Ryder Cup team, and we heard from Jim Nance a couple weeks ago.
Jim who?
We heard from Jim Nance, another great Insperity ambassador.
Your podcast with him, the interview you did with him about Texas football and so on. It was so in-depth that everybody should go to our podcast.
You can find the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We did a great interview with Jim Nance. We've done a couple good ones here over the last month. Randy Smith, Vern Lundquist, superstar putting coach Mike Kansky. Head over to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour Apple and Spotify page. Check out those interviews. And yeah, Jim was talking about how he believes Keegan Bradley is going to be a 2-time Ryder Cup captain.
I just got an email from Scotty Scheffler.
Did you? Well, make sure you're not
getting... You know what he said? He said, Charlie, how long have you been a fan of mine? Because he saw what I put up on our podcast and stuff like that.
I'm going to have to check that out, Charlie.
How about that?
I don't want to ruin your day, but there has been a lot of spamming going on in the world of golf. I hate to break it to you. You know, the LPGA is dealing with it big time right now. You know, there's hackers making spam accounts of these LPGA players. And then there's actually a story, if you go look up a story, Rose Zhang. Someone made a fake Rose Zhang account, invited fans to a golf tournament. And the fans walked up to Rose and said, "Hey, we're here. You invited us." And she goes, "I didn't invite any of you." So you got to watch out for that, Charlie. I'm going to have to check your email, see if it's a legitimate. Now, but you're friends with Scotty. You know Scotty.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, we'll check.
Why are you raining on my
parade? No. Fair enough.
Like my wife.
Fair enough. We'll check it out. We'll see if Scotty's reached out to Charlie. We'll get him off on the show. If so, we got to take a quick break. But Charlie, as you were saying, some of our listeners are business owners that need a place to go for better HR service. And you have a company that is helping businesses grow so communities can prosper.
That's Insperity. Our boys from Insperity had a vision many, many years ago in 1986, and they started a company to really have an HR component in their business plan to help small businesses get some stuff done that they didn't have time to do. And that was such a great idea. And like I said, it's grown from zero to $7 million simply because they know what they're doing. They're honest to the day is long, and they're a quarterback for a company that might need some help, and the owner can go out and sell. But anyways, it's such a great company, and for reasons that are just so great. Like you said, they want, you know, companies to prosper so communities can grow too. And so it's such a great story. So if you have a small business and you want to grow it, and you want some great people on your side, call Insperity, log on to Insperity.com, and get your opinion of this company. They spell it out. They tell you what they can do and what they can't do.
So many great business performance advisors, Chris Walker, Clay Gaskamp. They just have a phenomenal world-class staff there that can help you and help your business thrive. So head to Insperity.com. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. I'm Will Doctor, back after this message from Aramco.
Houston, gear up for world-class golf. The Aramco Houston Championship tees off September 5th to the 7th at Golf Crest in Pearland. 104 pros will be there, including Solheim Cup star Allison Lee and six-time LPGA winner Danielle Kang, and they're all competing over a $2 million purse. Don't miss the best professionals at one of the most challenging golf courses in Houston. Get your tickets now at TIXR.com. Kids 16 and under get in free all week. That's TIXR.com. Get your tickets today.
This is ESPN 97.5. The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
Ah, yes, ready to roll on a Saturday morning here live from the Aramco Houston Championship. Visit TIXR.com to get your tickets. Come out here. It is a gorgeous morning. I mean, blue skies, but a little bit of cloud coverage over the sun. Not too hot. I mean, it is a perfect morning to watch some golf. Once again, I mean, you have 104 of the best women professional golfers out here, and they're playing for over... You know, there's a $4 million purse at stake here, $1.5 million going to the winner, the individual winner, and then $500K going to the team winner.
What's the first prize?
First place prize for the individual winner is $1.5 million.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, and for the team, it's $500K.
No.
What is it then?
I don't know.
It is
$1.5 million.
Yeah, it is. That's what we've been advertising all week. That's how much the winner is making. So yeah, I mean, this is a big deal. This is not some, you know, off season fun tournament. I mean, there's some lives that could be changed out here tomorrow.
Well, I
Charlie.
Guess if they put $3 million into the hospitality.
Yeah, tent. Exactly. Yeah, we just got done hearing the hospitality tent on 18. How much did Renee say they built it for?
$1.5 million.
$1.5 million. So, I mean, they're not going to go put $1.5 million in the hospitality tent and give the winner less money than that, are they?
I hope not.
Let's get you. We're going to get to your questions here for the golf doctor. Just a little bit of an update on the Walker Cup. Just remember that kicks off today as well at Cypress Point. You can get the coverage on that on Peacock. It's only the second time in Walker Cup history that the tournament has been held there on the Monterey Peninsula in Northern California. You know, it's obviously one of the best amateur golf tournaments in the world. You know, United States versus the GB&I started back in 1922 and was named after George Herbert Walker, who is the grandfather of George H.W. Bush. A good friend of yours, Charlie.
That's right. He was. President Bush, what a great man he was. I mean, he had it all together, and he loved golf. Man, oh, man. He didn't care. One day we had a whole bunch of people following us because it was the Secret Service. We were playing.
Wow.
Houston Country Club. I had icicles on my ears. It was so cold in Houston, Texas. And the head of the Secret Service came up to me, and we were on seven. He says, "Charlie, how many holes are we going to play today?" I said, I don't know, but I'll find out. You never know what the president might want to do. He was vice president at the time. So we get to the halfway house at Houston Country Club, and we got a little shelter, and I walked over to him. I said, "Well, sir, we go play the back nine?" He said, "Charlie, I don't get a chance to play that much. We're going. We're going to play as much as we can." And I said, "Okay." So then all of a sudden, there were 60 agents changing shifts. You know, the ones that walked the front nine, now the new shift came for the back nine. And we had, it was incredible.
You had
day.
60 members of the Secret Service.
We had more people out there.
Following you and HW.
Oh, yeah. We had three cars following us on the car pass around. You know, and they were riding real low because there was a lot of stuff in those cars.
Could you believe what was going on?
And the football. You know, the football?
Yeah.
You know, that was in another car.
How many rounds of golf did you play with him during his time in service?
Oh, well, you know, I can't remember, but
Did that feeling ever normalize, that much security around
no,
you?
No, no. Well, when he became president, it became ridiculous. Then he wouldn't come to the club. I mean,
Couldn't even play.
You know, it just... So he played a lot up in Kennebunkport. That's where Jim Nance got to be such good friends with President Bush and so on and so forth. So, yeah, incredible.
Well, how about this Walker Cup match that his grandfather
yes.
left behind?
Yeah.
And what a couple of rosters you have this year. The American team's going to be led by Nathan Smith, who is a four-time mid-amateur champion. He's played in the Masters four times and was here in Houston back in November, captaining the American team at the Spirit. He will lead an American team with just incredibly talented players. Jackson Koivian, who you've already been watching a little bit on the PGA Tour, great young player out of Auburn. You got Preston Stout there, great player out of Oklahoma State. We know Tommy Morrison. He will be representing the Americans. But Europe, they have a formidable roster. Luke Poulter, Charlie?
Sure.
How about the son of Ian out there
yeah.
already? And Ian Poulter's been out there all week. And a lot of the European players that I've spoken to, Cam Adam, Mal Shields, Donegan, they say that, you know, Dean Robertson is the captain, but Ian Poulter, he's been there for all the dinners, teaching them how to withstand pressure. That's a big tool.
Oh, a real big tool, and he was became one of the best Ryder Cup players for the Great Britain rest of the world team. It became such a rivalry, and that's why this game has grown so much. It's been exposed to people, and there's municipal golf courses, there's private golf courses, there's semi-private, there's all sorts of different ways to enjoy. You don't have to belong to an exclusive
yeah.
country club. You know, there's plenty of room for everybody.
Yeah. No, we were just talking about what they've done over at East River 9, Charlie.
Yeah.
I mean, this place has become a staple in the community.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you can go during the day. You can go at night and play under the lights. There's pickleball courts. There's a nice restaurant. It's a really inviting feeling. And I think that's what golf has done, especially here over the last 5 years. So, Yeah, keep up with the Walker Cupping. This is a legendary tournament. It's going to be on Peacock later today. The last time the Walker Cup was at Cypress Point was 1981. Peter Allis was on the call for ABC. Corey Pavin and Hal Sutton led the Americans to victory 15-9 that year. And U.S. does have a commanding lead over the Europeans in the Walker Cup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they're catching up real quick.
They are. Things have changed since the late 80s, Charlie. Let's get to some of your questions here. This one comes in from AJ. How should amateurs think about wedge gapping? Is it better to carry more wedges or stick with fewer and get creative?
Well, basically, you should have between 3 to 4 degrees difference between your wedges, because that's, you know, each wedge, you know, is going to go 12 yards further than the other one. But then you've got to, because of your different shots depending on pin placements and so forth, you want to be able to flight the ball down. You want to be able to skip, jump, and stop it. You don't have to hit it so high. You want to, you know, the golf ball was designed, first of all, to roll. You want to get to be able to roll the ball 30, 40, 50, 60 feet from front of the green to the back of the green, and you can do that with your wedge game. And so, no, you can have 3 wedges is enough. You don't need a 60-degree wedge. Have a 50 to 56, and then a 52, and then you have a pitching wedge that might be a 49. Those are, you know, don't forget about your wedge game. The pitching wedge is probably the most important wedge in your bag, because you can do so many different things. Make it run, make it stop, make it hop, make it jump. You know, that's Dick Harmon was such a great wedge player, not only because he grew up at Wingfoot, but also his dad taught him how to have an abbreviated swing. So your wedge game is not a full swing. You know, you don't want to really get the club, you know, maybe a three-quarter swing and then a half swing and then an abbreviated follow-through. You know, equal swing going back to equal swing going forward. That way you're balanced and you've got control.
And listeners have to go practice that. They have to spend some time on the range,
yes,
feeling how far back they take the club and how far the shot reacts to that.
Yep. Sometimes practice under trees.
Yeah. What about Scheffler and Spieth, Charlie? I mean, these two guys, is it a random occurrence that they are from Texas and they are two of the better wedgers in the game?
there's something to be said for that. Scotty came from New Jersey and he got with Randy Smith, our good friend up in the Royal Oak Country Club, and he learned the Texas wedge,
yeah,
which was back then, even now, the putter, learn how to putt it from off the green. You know, that's an incredible important shot. Byron Nelson always called the putter, the fifth wedge.
Yeah.
Because you want to learn how to roll the ball. It's a lot easier to roll it than it is to fly it.
Well done there, Charlie. We're going to get to more of your questions on the other side. We'll also hear from Rory McIlroy, some of his post-round 2 audio from the Irish Open. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. I'm Will Doctor, back after this spot from the Texas Golf Hall of Fame.
Mike Booker, chairman of the Texas Golf Hall of Fame and holder of a record number of Texas Golf Association championships.
The Texas Golf Hall of Fame is the foundation of golf in our great state. So many great individuals, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Kathy Whitworth, Ben Crenshaw, Babe Zaharias, Tom Kite, and many more lead the way in making golf in Texas known around the world. Learn about the historic golf courses and the individuals that promoted the game through leadership, teaching, and passion. Texas and golf go hand in hand in the history of the game and camaraderie. Together we can honor the past, celebrate the present, and inspire future generations of Texas golfers. Golf is a sport for everyone, and I encourage you to experience the history of Texas golf digitally at TexasGolfHOF.org and share with your golf family and friends. That's TexasGolfHOF.org. See you on the course.
ESPN 97.5.
Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
All right, wrapping up here at the Aramco Houston Championship. Once again, phenomenal morning. Not too hot out here today. Blue skies, but there's some coverage over the sun. Gorgeous morning to come watch some golf. 104 of the best women professionals in the world are here in Pearland this weekend. Get your tickets, TIXR.com. Bring the kids out. 16 and under, get in free. This is a great place for your child to learn about the game and to watch the best in the world do it and to see how they do it. You're not going to get any better any better lessons than coming out here and watching the professionals. Now, of course, you can come out here, watch the professionals, maybe go back to your local PGA professional, tell them what you saw, what you learned, what you like, what you didn't like, and hopefully, you know, merge those two things and improve your own game.
Well, you know, I want to encourage everybody to that's trying to learn the game. Is there certain words that are key to a good golf swing? And one is understanding what the plane of the golf swing is. And if you can have a proper plane, your swing is going to develop a lot quicker than if you don't understand what the plane of the golf swing is. So go to your LPGA or PGA professional, look in the dictionary, get the definition of plane, and then you're going to start building your swing around the plane of the swing and the club has to travel on.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. We'll get to more on the leaderboard. We'll close it out with a leaderboard update as far as the Aramco Houston Championship. You also have a lot of great action going on in the DP World Tour right now. The Irish Open's on Golf Channel right now. And these are PGA Tour-esque leaderboards we're watching. I mean, you look back at how the European Masters finished up last week. Thristan Lawrence won. He was on the PGA Tour last year. Rasmus Højgaard, Sami Valimaki, Matt Wallace, all in a tie for second, and then Matt Wallace finished up at third there at 19 under. But, Charlie, the European Ryder Cup rosters were finalized after the European Masters. Shane Lowry, Sepp Straka, Ludvig Åberg, Victor Hovland, Matt Fitzpatrick, and John Rahm will be the six captains' picks.
It's the same squad as it had in Italy 2 years ago.
Almost. Different Højgaard.
They're twin brothers. They're still the same.
Yeah, no. Well, listen, the odd man out was Matt Wallace, and he's been playing some good golf here over the last several months, not only on the European Tour but the PGA Tour, and he was the guy on the outside looking in. He was Mr. 13, and here was Wallace after finding out he missed it from Switzerland last week.
You put yourself into the Ryder Cup conversations, Matt, and you know, you said yourself that you came this week with a heavy heart. Mm. You did everything in your power to do what you could do best. So how pleased are you with the way that you handled yourself this week? Sorry, take your
time. Can't talk. He's crying.
You know, that shows you how important it is to these guys.
He's
really disappointed he didn't make the team.
He's about to give a comment here. This is Matt.
That tells the story right there, Will.
Right, come on. I'd never give up on the Ryder Cup, you know. Much of going, so that's it.
Thank you. Thank you for chatting, Matt. Thank you.
Charlie, why don't you see that from Mr. 13 or Mr. 14 as far as the Americans are concerned? I mean, the Europeans just, they bring a little bit more of a, to them?
I think the top 20 have that feeling.
Yeah.
You know, some are more emotional than others.
Yeah.
And when you're just out of it, you know, finishing 12th and you don't get picked, you know, that hurts. And it's one of the hardest teams in the world to make.
Yeah.
So we got 1 minute, Will.
Yeah, we have 1 minute left. You know, as far as the action at the Irish Open this week, let me get you a leaderboard update from there. Rory McIlroy he's making a run. He's at 9 under. 6 shots back of Angel Hidalgo, one-time DP World Tour winner. He's back in action. Hidalgo won his maiden European Tour title last year. A couple other big names, Joachim Lagergren. He had a good finish at the Open Championship. He's at 11 under, four back. But something to keep an eye on as far as the Irish. Listen, everyone enjoy your college football today. NFL tomorrow. Go Texans. Charlie, great work today.
Thank you.
And everyone, you know, if you still have time this morning, get out to the Aramco Houston Championship.
Golf, once again, Golf Crest Country Club, south of Houston.
Pearland, Texas. Get out here today. TIXR.com is where you can find tickets. Kids 16 and under in free all week. We'll see you next Saturday.
ESPN 97.5.